Okay, I think that's working.
That's pretty cool.
Mm. Okay, I'll put it on. So, I'll just put it there. That's fine. I'm sure it'll pick me up. So, Kathleen, first of all, it's important that you let everyone know that you're giving this statement and agreeable to having it recorded.
Certainly.
So, if you just let me know what your name is first.
Oh, I'm Kathleen Francisco.
Okay, and you used to work for Ms. West Divine Unity, and if so, in what way?
I was a house manager, personal assistant.
Okay. Now, I don't know how long you worked there for, but tell us how long you worked there for and how you were hired and the circumstances under which you left, if you would be so kind.
I worked there for almost 3 months, just short of 3 months. I was hired through a series of interview process with Cindy Beeman and then taken over to meet Deborah West, who then hired me immediately.
Okay. And
my termination was yesterday.
Okay.
October 4th.
Yeah, Friday.
At about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Did you get proper notice?
No. Mm-hmm. I walked into work as a normal day, started taking, you know, action on my duties of the day, was confronted by Esther Michaels, who then proceeded to yell and scream at me about a dinner that I had prepared for them the night before, and then told me that the days I had authorized and requested off had been taken away by Deborah West.
All right. This has happened before, has it?
Yes.
With you asking for days off and then at the last minute them being denied?
Yes.
Have I got that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So talk a little bit about the conditions under which you work and the strange things that happened to you while you were there that you may have felt were not part of a normal job.
Oh, that would be almost every day.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. When you start.
On an everyday basis, I saw many abnormal incidents to my coworkers. I saw Deborah screaming loudly, ridiculing them, demeaning them in character, making them cry. I saw her take away things that she had given to employees, requests, the strange requests of things that you do. So speak against another employee.
Constant.
Behind their back.
Exactly.
Character assassination we're talking about.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you always get paid on time?
I always got paid on time. Whether the checks were good were a whole nother issue. The funds were not always available in the account, and it's gotten worse.
All right. Whilst funds were not available to you and maybe other employees, I know from my time there that people had to wait 2 or 3 weeks in some cases. What about Deborah West's lifestyle in the house?
Oh, she lived very extravagantly. Yeah, she ate only gourmet food, expensive food, which had to be hand-selected, an extensive amount of wine, which she consumed 1 to 2 bottles a day on a daily basis every day.
And is your experience of this that this was all paid by the charity?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was all paid for by Deborah. She stated many times that this is the way the masters wanted her to live.
Okay.
And that she deserved to live amongst beautiful things.
Okay. So you were the house manager that was trying to coordinate the house all the time and keep her in the fashion she'd become accustomed to.
Okay. Yes. My job was to keep Deborah happy. Oh, if Deborah wasn't happy, nobody was happy.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay. So would you say that there was a lot of mental abuse going on?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
A lot of mind control. you know, in the beginning they tried, but they realized that it just wasn't an acceptable behavior for me.
Mm-hmm. We talked about who's they, is the question.
They
meaning, I guess, Deborah West, Jack West,
yes.
And Sanandra.
Yes.
The inner circles, mm-hmm. You know, I call them.
Yeah.
And there may be others on that inner circle now. Mm-hmm. Esther Michaels,
yes.
Sounds like one of them.
Esther Michaels is a definite new.
Who do her bidding, mm-hmm. For instance. Now, we've talked about staff sometimes having to wait to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about lack of money, which was just how it was when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear that she's been looking for a property at Flathead Lake.
Yes.
Would you like to talk about that a little in terms of how much it was going to cost?
Mm-hmm.
I also hear from others that in the past she's rented properties up there,
mm-hmm.
costing hundreds of dollars a week.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been going at the last 3 months and staying probably about a week every month total time at Mountain Lake Lodge, which she's a definite frequent guest at. She was interested in purchasing some $15.8 million land from Kurt McKenzie through Sandy Richardson, who's a real estate agent up at Flathead Lake.
Wow.
And that was, yeah, there was no money to make the payroll. Or pay her credit cards, or her dry cleaner bills, or the florist bills, or people I dealt with on a daily basis that I had to speak with.
Mm-hmm. So this purchase obviously hasn't gone ahead.
No.
Oh.
No.
And how did she deal with the vendor, the owner, in her negotiations? Was there a bit of mind control and shiftiness going on there?
She was using her
charm.
Her charm, her techniques,
mm-hmm.
per se. She told me that she and the real estate agent soul merged, as did the her and Kurt McKenzie. She offered Kurt McKenzie counseling sessions for him and his wife because they were having marital problems. And also there was a session up there on one weekend where Kurt McKenzie brought some of his church group in to meet with Deborah, Anandra, and Esther Michaels.
Uh-huh.
And they performed some type of a ceremony.
Ritual.
Session thing.
Okay.
Ritual.
Ritual.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
cult activity.
So your opinion would be that she's running the cult.
Yes.
And using mind control to dominate the membership, if you
mm-hmm.
like.
Oh, yeah.
And is there evidence that she's trying to extract money from the membership?
Mm. Oh, yes.
What have you seen, and what techniques does she use?
The most recent technique was for her birthday. They were drawn up a tiny little check that was blank, that was made out to the celebration of Deborah's birthday, and they were to state how much of the check they were going to make out to Deborah.
Wow.
Yeah, to wow. Deborah, not to
the family. Not to
divine unity. It was in celebration of Deborah West.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Shambhala.
And Shambhala, she was still using it.
Yeah, they were still. Shambhala is the name that she gave the land up at Flathead Lake, which no longer exists.
But she was still using
Shambhala.
Yeah,
right.
she was still using the land purchase idea to get money out of the group.
But made out to herself for her own uses. So it would be fair to say she was preying on their vision of some kind of group activity for the group, Shambhala, to extract money from them, which would basically be used by her personally.
Oh, yeah. Her birthday gift from everybody was a dinner party, a appetizer party, which was coordinated by myself, Cindy Beeman, and Eric. I can't even pronounce his last name.
Maccabee.
And Deborah then saw the plan for the birthday and stated that it was not sufficient enough, that she wanted a pearl necklace, a coffee machine, and a coffee pot maker for the group.
From the group to her? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was conveyed to Esther Michaels and then conveyed to me and then Anandra.
Who then presumably conveyed it to the group.
Yes.
And they had to go and dig into their pockets. And,
yes.
Right.
And buy her whatever they bought her. I've been dismissed, so I don't know what the gift actually turned out to be. But...
Okay.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling about your experience up there and the fact that you were... dismissed, relieved in one respect, I would think.
Yeah, I'm relieved, but I'm exhausted. I'm absolutely exhausted. It was the weirdest experience I've ever had in my life, mm-hmm. working for these people. It was very draining. Oh yeah, when they fired me, Deborah was screaming upstairs at the top of her lungs, stating that this type of behavior will not take place in my organization, is what she was screaming over and over, and stomping her feet, and then slammed her door. Esther Michaels then ran down the stairs, looked at me, and said, "You're fired. Get off. Leave the property."
What behavior was she referring to?
Me telling them that I was taking those days off, which had been authorized.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have the document that authorized my day off on Sunday.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard her abuse other people while you were there?
Oh,
screaming,
yes.
And shouting?
Yes.
And what about any physical abuse? Have you seen any personally?
The only physical abuse I saw was her containing Anandra from moving from the kitchen table or the dining room table.
What do you mean containing?
Well, she would not let her leave the edge of the table.
She was standing there?
Yeah, when she was standing at the table.
She told her to do that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
No. So she didn't physically restrain her, she just used her authority.
Yeah, she just used her fear.
Okay.
Yeah, her fear.
All right, and I know it's kind of...
And it was her birthday, the Anandra thing.
Yes, she had bought, or had given Anandra a $250 check.
For her birthday.
For her birthday, for Anandra's birthday, and then took it back. And told Anandra that she was being disciplined, punished for her ego, and made Anandra stand for approximately about 30 minutes at the edge of the table while everybody ate, and demeaned her character. Took her birthday cake away that we had gotten Esther Michaels, which we then took it away from Esther Michaels, scraped off the top, put Anandra's name on it, scraped off the top, and then we gave it to somebody else. Oh, it was, then we gave it to Barbara for Barbara's farewell party.
Wow. Cake's been around.
Sorry.
Well, I can assure you this one was baked this evening.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was your cake.
I know.
Yeah, but that's, feel special.
I mean, that's her kind of character, though.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Okay. And I have been very surprised. I was given jewelry by Deborah, a turquoise necklace and a turquoise bracelet, which was a ceremony performed in front of the real estate agent, Sandy Richardson. I was given a substantial raise at the same time.
In front of the agent?
In front of the agent.
Why do you think that happened in front of the agent?
So the agent could see that they had money and their power.
Okay. So this performance was put on at Flathead Lake?
Yes.
In front of the agent?
Yes.
At the house?
At the house.
Mm-hmm.
They were
inside.
Was the owner there?
No, he was not there at the time.
Just the agent?
Yeah.
To convey the impression
that
they had money.
So it had to happen before he showed up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On the subject of finances, you've said that they don't have any money up there. How is Cheryl O'Brien able to juggle the books, if you know, because
credit cards.
Do you know whose credit cards they are?
They're Divine Unity's credit cards.
Right. Okay. When I was there, for instance, and I'm not wanting to put words in your mouth, there was one of Tamiya's credit cards there, and they just maxed that out.
Not anymore.
Mm.
Okay. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. So how do you think they're going to keep this going together? Because land payment must be coming up soon.
Oh yeah, they're due. They're past due on their land payment by at least 2 months.
How do you know that?
from Cheryl O'Brien. What they do is they pay off a balance on a credit card. Like, say they pay $1,500 off on the credit card. Cheryl then calls the credit card company and says, I'm sending you a check for $1,500. They either up the balance or they make that much available for them to then draw. She goes to the bank. She puts in the credit card, takes the cash, and then that's what they use for cash.
Right.
Or they get donations from the followers.
Right.
Yeah. Shirley, what's her last name?
Speak up.
Cornell. Shirley Cornell gave them $30,000 so that they could give the $30,000
yeah.
to the owner to show their interest in the house.
Mm-hmm. Interest
money. Flathead Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
And has that been given back to Shirley Cornell?
No, it hasn't been given back to Deborah either. It's still being held
by the agent,
as far as I know.
That's why they keep the charade going about Shambhala, too.
Right, to keep Shirley Cornell's money.
Yeah.
Right, I don't think Shirley knows. I don't think anybody up there knows the truth.
No.
Wow.
You know, and I've caught Esther Michaels lying to all kinds of people.
At this event, they're still putting out Eagles Rest, Shambhala.
Yeah.
Brochure on the table at the event.
They're advertising the brochure that is online for Eagles Rest.
They're telling people.
And they're using that as a way of extracting money from people, knowing already the property's sold and it's not available.
Mm-hmm.
So Shirley Cornell's $30,000 is basically being defrauded out of her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would
whatever
have.
Whatever the term is. Wow.
Yeah. And who knows who else? Who else? I mean, they're expecting checks. I don't know who they're from or when they're coming, but that's all she says, Deborah West, is that she has more tricks up her sleeve.
She used those words.
So what? Her exact words.
So now you've left, basically. Mm-hmm. What is your view of her as a person and how she treats other people?
She is very controlling, very mind-controlling, abusive.
She talks terrible about these people that are giving her money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she ridicules the people giving her money. She doesn't care.
Wow.
No. She doesn't care. They could be sitting in the next room.
Yep.
What does she call them? What are they worth? When she talks about them, and, you know. Oh, you said it earlier. Spiritual idiots.
Yeah, spiritual idiots.
Wow.
Puppets. Mm-hmm. Puppets on a string.
Yep.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you can think of you'd like to add? Are you going to go to the job board or anything?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
Employment board.
I've already been to the job service and filed my complaint with them, which will, you know, we'll see where that goes. And then I'm constructing my letter of complaint to the labor board for the way I was fired. I'm going after severance pay, if at all possible, because of the conditions I was fired under.
Okay.
But they promised you $1 increase, which they never gave you. You didn't say that.
Yeah, they gave me $1 raise.
When you started, they said in a month.
Right. Well, they did, though.
They did?
Yeah.
You didn't lie to me. You did.
Well, they did, though, remember? Because I was bumped from 9 to 10. That was my dollar raise.
Oh, but then the next... Oh, okay.
And the next one was 50 cents.
The next one was 50 cents. Was you promised... I don't know. I was promised a dollar each time.
Right. Oh, yeah. Our reviews never took place on time.
No.
My employee file has disappeared. I was never given any copies of my employee evaluations. The meditations. They encouraged all the staff members to show up for group meditations to line up our energies to bring up the money for the Eagles Rest property at Flathead Lake.
So you weren't paid for this?
No.
But you felt that you were under duress to come anyway.
Oh yeah, we were told.
We were made to sign.
Right, and then Esther Michaels wrote up a form stating that we were there as our own free will, but then through the day followed us around with a pen and the form and made us sign the paper.
But you weren't there of your own free will.
No.
But you signed it anyway through fear of losing your job.
Right. If we didn't fire, if we didn't sign it, they would have fired us.
Okay. So they got you there. They covered mm-hmm. their backs, and they got you there without paying you.
Right.
Under duress, mm-hmm. basically.
Oh yeah, I used my car extensively. I wrote my own personal checks because there was never any checks. Cheryl O'Brien would say, "Oh, I'm leaving. I'll leave you a check. Just write one of your checks." I had checks bounce because their checks to me would not be good. Therefore, it cost my account
money.
Money. Yeah, I'm going after that also. My bank fees and the use of my car.
They wouldn't give you mileage or reimburse for gas.
They never reimbursed my gas. They refused to pay my gas and my mileage.
They asked you to go up to Shambhala.
Yeah, I went up to Shambhala. Oh, yeah, Eagles Rest. Flathead Lake.
Flathead Lake.
Yeah, on my own day off.
Okay.
Did not pay my time, did not pay my mileage.
And she wanted you to go and live up there, apparently, with her?
Yes, she stated in front of the real estate agent and Esther Michaels that she would pay for my moving expenses for me to live there and give me a substantial raise move up.
What about your children?
My feeling was that she did not want me to bring my children.
So you'd effectively leave your children somewhere.
Right, I had to make up my mind on what I was going to do about my children, is what she told me.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's a very odd and sick woman.
Mm-hmm. While you were there and early on or during the time where you were in favor, can you remember any conversations she had where she ran down or character assassinated other employees, either still there while you were there?
Every day. Every day she used employees against each other like toys. She would cause fights between employees against other employees. She constantly caused fights between Anandra and Cindy Beeman. Constantly she caused fights between myself and Diane. Just making up stories, telling us we had to go and convey a message, therefore causing tension. Just the stress alone of the job was enough, and then you have to confront your friend, and then that's just a whole nother... realm.
What about couples? Did you have any experience for trying to break up married couples or relationships?
I've heard many comments from Deborah concerning married people or people having a relationship.
What about myself?
Oh yes, yes.
We're talking about John Watson and Lisa Watson now.
Right. She stated to me that you tried to seduce her. And
I tried to seduce Deborah West.
Correct. And you turned, or she turned you down, which then caused you to become angry, and you retaliated by gathering false information and starting this suit against hers because you're... No, it was Barbara.
Oh, right.
And Joseph.
What did she say about Barbara and Joseph?
Barbara and Joseph. Joseph was very abusive to Barbara, that he was mind controlling. He would cause Barbara to be very submissive. Therefore, Barbara could not perform well at work because of the stress. And Deborah was only trying to help Barbara escape Joseph. It's amazing the things that I saw and heard through the 3 months I was there.
Anything about Jack? Her ex-husband?
I've never really understood Jack West's connection to the company or exactly what he does there. Mm-hmm. I still don't know exactly what Jack does there.
He has power, right?
Oh, he has power. He signs all the checks.
Sure.
Nothing goes on in that house that Jack does not know about. His name is on everything.
And the damage control he does?
Oh, yeah. Definite. Quality control.
And she abuses them, right?
Yeah, she's very verbally and...
In front of people.
Yeah, she demeans them.
As with Anandra.
Mm-hmm. Oh, character abuse, definite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. makes them get down.
She said he's an idiot.
Submissive.
She said that to mm-hmm. people, right?
Oh, yeah.
She calls him an idiot all the time.
I know. Mm-hmm. Poor Jack. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what she says. Poor Jack. He's so stupid. Mm-hmm. But God only gave him brains.
It has been said by some that although there appears not to be much money there, she always seems to pull a rabbit out of her hat at the last moment. Mm-hmm. Are you aware of where she's stashing money, or what, other than Tamaya, where her source of income is? Or is it just a steady flow of followers giving her money, or she has maybe resources that she's keeping secret and just dips into them as necessary, just to hold the whole thing together?
Yeah, she may have secret resources for her own finances.
On the last event, didn't she say she brought in $500,000?
Yes, on the last day of the last event, which was in July. I was hired on July 7th, so that it was 7 days after that the event happened. And she came in giggling and twirling and grabbed me and said, I can't believe it. I just brought in $500,000.
Wow.
So I'm kind of wondering from the mid-July to the beginning of October where $500,000 has gone.
Wow.
Because I've seen the grocery bills. And I've, nothing. But Deborah's life has improved. She did take a trip to Israel, mm-hmm. which was an extensive amount. She made large purchases there of jewelry, clothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
her travel.
This money that came in from wherever, we don't know. It obviously came into her personally. Mm-hmm. And it sounds as though it's being used for her personal
use. She stated strictly, bluntly to me the day before she fired me that she demands beautiful things. Mm-hmm. That she will only live with beautiful things, and these people will provide her with these beautiful things.
Do you think that she's aware that, like all Americans, she should declare all of her worldwide income on a tax mm-hmm. return? Do you think she's aware of that?
Oh, I'm sure she's aware of it. Whether she does it or not is a whole other thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who do you think is helping her hide her money?
I think that definitely Cheryl... O'Brien has an interest in this company that she's benefiting at some point or another. She's been there for way too long mm-hmm. and has weathered way too many abusive storms.
And she does things like take and hide things.
They've destroyed documents. They have falsified documents. They have inserted documents into files. They have. Mm-hmm. They recently bought a shredder, and Esther and Jack came back from the store, and I was there late working, and Esther told Cheryl to go through and destroy the documents in the shredder that needed to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm. What kind of documents are
they? That I don't know, but they were confidential documents, I'm sure of it. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to say where they were kept in the beginning, mm-hmm. but... I don't believe they're kept on site.
No.
They're not kept on the land.
So that would either be with Jack West or with mm-hmm. Cheryl? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm. Or Anandra.
Anandra. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was there a inspector from the Charities Commission? Did anyone come while you were there to check things out?
No.
No.
No. The only inspector I ever saw was the health inspector. Mm. Oh, that was it.
Mm. Okay. Can you think of anything else that might be relevant?
There's so many.
Yeah.
How about the way Cindy Beeman was treated?
Poor Cindy. Yeah, Cindy was verbally abused every day.
Is she still there, Cindy?
She's not there anymore.
Okay.
She left. She handed in her resignation after being threatened to be fired mm-hmm. on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. If she did not perform to a certain level, we had to write things in a certain wording If they were not worded correctly, these pieces of paper were handed back with red scribbles all over them, reworded like you were an elementary student. Things had to be worded correctly for Devra's pleasure. Mm-hmm. Pickiness and nuisances.
That's it.
Yes, which was then conveyed to Diane Stoner, who was appointed, and I still have that form too, that travel queen. Diane was promoted to queen of travel. Because she was good with making plane arrangements. But we were told to pay attention more and more carefully to Devra's nuisances and pickiness. Mm. Oh yeah, she verbally abused Diane several times in front of myself. I witnessed them. She made me stay in the room, in the chair, and listen to how she spoke to Diane, and then would have Diane leave the room and keep me in the room thereafter talking to me about Diane.
Okay.
And then I would go downstairs and calm Diane down.
And Diane's still working there?
Yes, Diane is still working there, barely.
Okay. So what's your next move? You have some possessions of hers?
I do. I have some personal possessions that Devra gave to me upon her return from Israel. Some pearl necklaces, a pearl bracelet, some glasses, and a leather tote bag and leather purse, and a blank check.
Why did she give you a blank check?
Actually, Cheryl O'Brien gave me blank checks to go to the grocery store.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. For your duties as housekeeper. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So my next plan is to return those items with the escort of the Ravalli County Sheriff's Department tomorrow, because I'm not very secure on my safety level on the property.
No.
Returning those items to Devra will probably set off a chain reaction of a lot of anger.
All right. Just dipping back to Israel for a minute. While she was out there, apparently she was wanting to meet with a banker.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear any stories upon her return during the course of the day when you were around her about how successful the trip in Israel had been, whether she got money from people?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything you
can
share?
She didn't say she got money from people, but she said that they loved her, that she met with the banker, the bank president, or the Israel bank president, however you word it.
Sure.
And that this woman loved Devra extensively.
Do you get the impression she opened an account there with her?
She may have. Mm-hmm.
Because while I was there, she talked about opening an account in Israel and ultimately in Switzerland.
Right. Yes, she does have a friend, Pia
Geiger,
who is in Israel and or Switzerland, and was in Israel with Devra at the time. They shared a room together in Israel. Mm-mm. Or that was Galia.
Galia, not Pia.
Are you sure Pia didn't go though?
No, Pia didn't.
Are you sure? I thought Pia went down there.
Maybe she changed her mind.
She may have showed up.
Galia was staying with her, mm-hmm. waiting on her hand and foot.
And Susan Holliday.
And Galia set up the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So good one. And Galia's the attorney.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now there was some definite stuff.
Mm-hmm. So she's got a Swiss bank account.
Mm-hmm. 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 Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
Plus, there was an event.
Oh, yeah, she earned money while she was in Israel. That's something else she freaked out about in Boulder, too, was that she made a phone call, which we all had to sit and listen to Devra yell at, you know, all of us, except for myself. But I did sit and listen to the conversation. That Devra was upset that the monies collected from this event that they had in Boulder were distributed to some of the people that hosted and had outstanding bills. You know, rental space, communication, advertising. She was very upset that they had been paid.
But wouldn't it seem appropriate to pay them?
Right.
But
she wanted the money out of the country for herself, and they could all go screw themselves. Is
that basically they would have been told the check's in the mail.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people. Mm. And then she did have an event in some kind of a march teaching event in Jerusalem, Israel. Was it? The SAI Israel group. Yeah, she does have a photo of her with all of those members.
Okay.
I saw it myself. She pointed them out to me because she gave them all buttons.
Right.
Labeled them.
So back to the housekeeper thing. Presumably she would run up bills in the course of consuming all of her luxury items. Are you aware of people she owes money to locally, apart from the dry cleaners, which is an old one?
Well, we have established a new dry cleaners, which is not Alpine anymore, because it's Bitterroot Laundry. Oh, they had one, but then they, at one point, I had to talk to the gentleman's name, Ron, possibly, at Bitterroot Laundry, and tell them that things were better, and, you know, could we open this charge account again? It would be much easier for myself to not have to write my own checks, and then they could be billed, and Cheryl reassured him that everything would be okay, money was fine. Diane Johnson, who is Deborah's personal massage therapist, has received two insufficient fund checks. And did they pay her last time with another check? Yeah, they paid her again with another rubber check, knowing that it was an insufficient fund check.
How much of a bill does she run up with the masseuse?
It's $65, I think, a trip.
An hour,
and she is there about 2 hours.
Is that a week or
that's a week?
Yes. 2 hours a week,
so that's however much a month.
Okay. Does she still have a car, the Toyota Land?
Yes, she still has the car. In fact, I had a battle over being able to use it because I was told by Deborah that it was Deborah's personal car, and I said, well, I'm tired of using my personal car, and I was told this was a company car, so someone needed to tell me whose car it was. Cheryl O'Brien then gave me permission to drive the car.
Okay. It is a company car because I understand Divine Unity is paying for it.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, she does not make the car herself. No, she does not make the car payment.
No. Are you aware of payments that are going out of the charity for children, for instance?
No.
No?
I've never seen or heard anything.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Does she still have the boat?
Yes, she still has the boat up at Flathead Lake.
Do you know how that's being paid for?
Is that... I don't.
Okay.
No.
I can't think of any other points of interest, really.
How would you rate her level of micromanagement?
Extensive. I've never seen anybody micromanage as much as Deborah West. My God.
Would you say she has a policy, a clear policy of getting people in, basically screwing with their minds and their employment terms, money and everything, and then spitting them out and just getting another person in?
Yes.
It just goes on and on and on.
I was promoted. I was hired as the housekeeper. I was then promoted within 2 days to house manager. I was then promoted within a month's time from the beginning of employment to lodge manager. I was then promoted to personal assistant, all within 3 months.
Right.
So.
And were they kind of fictitious titles because you were basically doing the same job?
I was doing the same job over and over.
Okay. And did she talk about any of her predecessors, like Denise, like Tanya, like Holly?
Kelly.
She spoke to me of Denise and Tanya.
Did she speak in a complimentary way?
No, it was never in a complimentary way. It was, they were screwed in the mind. They were abused. She had offered them everything. They had turned their back on her. They didn't know what they were missing, losing. She offered them the world, is what she told me. She offered them the world, and they screwed it up.
Okay. In your personal opinion, do you think Deborah West is of sound mind?
I do not, and I have expressed that several occasions, as I did the day before I was fired to Cheryl O'Brien. I told her that she was having severe mood swings. I was concerned. She had not slept. I took very close and care of Deborah. I fed her vitamins. I took care of her world, everything she did. I monitored.
You were the only one allowed in her room.
Yes, and I was the only one allowed in her room and office at that point. Mm-hmm. And I saw evidence of her not sleeping since returning of Israel, which was on September 24th? 5th. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she is proud of the fact that she never sleeps.
Yeah.
She thinks it's godlike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it brings her pure and closer. She scribbles very oddly on papers. She'll write a piece of paper. I found many pieces of paper of a figure drawn on it, and then circle, 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 to where it was almost through the piece of paper. It was so intense.
Wow.
Intensely drawn. Hmm.
Did you ever hear of her talk about Tenmayo?
Tenmayo was, yes. She spoke of Tenmayo many ways.
I mean, always complimentary or?
No. It was never complimentary. Nor was it to Lisa or Shirley.
Yeah, never complimentary.
Or Marion or Anandra or...
So any of the people around her, mm-hmm. she didn't refer to them in a complimentary way. She basically character assassinated mm-hmm. them behind their backs.
Mm-hmm.
In respect of Tenmayo, who has a lot of money, some mm-hmm. of which might come to Deborah, did she ever talk about that?
She did. She said she was the Coca-Cola heiress.
Yeah.
That basically had no knowledge or style and needed Deborah to guide her. Mm-hmm. And Tenmayo was Madonna's, who is Madonna's, is Deborah's dog. Mm-hmm. Deborah somehow accumulated Madonna from Tenmayo.
Yes.
And the last thing I heard Tenmayo saying was she was extremely upset at the abusive state that Madonna was in upon returning back to Montana.
Wow.
She's very mean to the animals. And yeah, and I've always wondered if she doesn't abuse Madonna. And that's why Madonna urinates on the carpet in the house.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I did talk to the vet about that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Trauma. That's why dogs do that.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm. And Deborah said it's because Madonna was raised in a kennel, and she only knew to go to the bathroom in a very small place.
Well, it's a big place.
Well, that house is huge. It's enormous, and it's not a tight, confining space.
No, not at all.
Also, Madonna's left out all night long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's a lot of abuse going on there.
So not a happy place to work.
No. It was a no.
What did you find in the bedroom?
Of what?
Behind things and...
Come on. Would you characterize the place as a hostile working environment?
Yes. It was very hostile. Very. We dreaded going to work every day. Diane and myself would call each other on our way to work to talk each other into going to work, and then we would talk to each other as we headed down the dirt driveway on, oh my God, I can't believe what we just saw. This is not normal. I spoke to my children, my girlfriends, my boyfriend, of all the stuff I saw.
How did it affect you? emotionally, psychologically?
It just exhausted me.
Were you sleeping?
No, I never slept a whole night the whole time I worked there.
Sure.
I slept last night.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
See?
Yeah, I slept till 9:30.
Wow.
I know.
I can tell.
Yeah, I never slept. I had nightmares. I took Paxil, Trazodone to sleep.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Other friend at the table alluded to some things behind the wardrobe. Do you want to go there?
The what? Oh, good God, yeah. I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's relevant. Oh, yeah, yeah. I would come to work and see evidence of fits of rage.
Of during Deborah, the night?
During the night. Whether she was fighting with people maybe on the phone or Anandra or Jack at night. Or whoever else was a house guest at the time, her closet could be ripped apart. Things were thrown against the wall in her room, broken glasses, just things in disarray. I saw, I came to work one time and saw evidence of maybe Deborah had fell against something. Yeah, she had a definite gash on the side of her face. Did you, were you there at that time? And she said that she had slipped and then she couldn't remember, and me and Diane and myself mostly made the judgment that she had been drinking and had fallen probably down the stairs.
Wow.
Because of the amount of drinking and not sleeping can wear on one's mental capability.
For sure.
But yeah, she well, I think she drinks
the wine
she drinks? Oh, she'll drink any wine. She asks me to, she actually takes me to Costco and she stands in Costco and feels the wine bottles. And then she picks up the vibration off the labels. And that there tells her which bottle to buy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that she has an alcoholic problem?
I would say she has a definite alcohol problem. Yes.
How would you describe her opinion of herself?
High.
Pretty substantiated.
She is bulletproof.
Would you call her a narcissist?
Probably. Yes.
God.
She is God. She is Christ. Mm-hmm. That's what she tells me. She is Christ. And if you do, Christ speaks through her, is what she says. And if you do not believe what she says, then you are going against Christ. Which, myself being a Christian, I figured it was safer just to keep my mouth shut. And I was asked at one point early on in my employment what my religious belief was. And I said, I believe in all religions. And they left me alone after that.
Mm-hmm. Before you joined the organization, did you have the faintest idea that this is what you're going to find out?
No. No, I was given the thought of this was going to be a lodge. I was shown promotional material from past employees that they had created, which has never moved past the point where...
It's on paper.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at all of our creations, they all end at the same point.
Yes.
My God.
And we keep going to that same place, new people keep coming in.
Yeah.
And they recreate it and go to that one place. And
they do. And I wasn't allowed... or felt I was given time or safety to gather any of my stuff from my desk, any of the work that I had done. So
before you left?
Yes. So whether it is there still or not, I...
What is the reason given for moving from Nakashala up to Shambhala?
Shambhala is a higher being... rejuvenation point
for other people, like
for it. Yes, for other worldly masters, that is their gathering point. That is their, that is where all of the head guru cult leaders will meet in Flathead Lake and begin their plan.
And she'll orchestrate it and she'll be the goddess.
Oh yeah, I have seen stuff. Oh yeah, I forgot all about this. Did I tell you about the radiation pills?
No.
Yeah, man. She believes that the end of the world is coming.
Oh yes.
and has told me that there's three phases and we are now entering the third phase. Mm-hmm. And if you do not believe or go forward with Devra, you will be left behind. You will suffer and die. And she handed me, upon returning back from Israel, two packages which held brown vials of radiation pills, which I'm sure was to protect her in case of a nuclear attack.
But she'll say that she just did it all herself with her energy field.
Right. The light bubble. Mm. You could protect yourself from negative things if you pictured yourself in a light bubble.
Oh, it's a pity more of our employees didn't have that.
Yeah, exactly. They'd maybe still be there. Yeah. And I think the timeline on just about every house manager was approximately 3 months.
Yeah. Yes.
Less, just shy of 3 months.
They get burnt out.
They get burnt out. They get driven out. Yeah. They are denied any of their given benefits upon being hired. Mm-hmm. Things were probationary period of 90 days. I was, 4 days shy of my 90-day probation period when she fired me.
Because she would have had to pay you benefits after that
period? Well, she would have had to have just cause to fire me.
Did you have health insurance, or were you promised it?
No.
Promised it?
I was promised at some point that Esther Michaels was creating some type of a group benefit policy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as I was told to do a year or 18 months ago.
Yeah.
And as I was told to do before he...
Oh, cool.
Did they tell you when you were hired that that was shortly to come?
Yes. Yes, it was shortly to come. And then when I asked at my review, Esther said, oh, I'm doing that.
We're working on that.
We're working on that. Uh-huh. Don't worry. We're working on it. That was the same as the checks in the mail.
But that's the line they give everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they tell us on top of that, that that's what they tell people when they're coming for the job. Just the line that they'll get insurance.
So the inner circle, which is apparently Jack West and Andra, Esther Michaels, are singing the same tune that Devra does.
Yes.
Cheryl. O'Brien.
Definite. Esther Michaels is a new... person in the group. She's very, I don't know.
Brainwashed.
Yeah.
She's brainwashed. She's being brainwashed.
Well, Devra told
and she fights it.
Didn't Esther say one day, though, weren't you there, when she said that Devra made her a partner? Remember that?
Yeah, that's right.
Partner?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were partners.
Who was the partner?
Esther Michaels. Was partners with Devra West. And that was after they returned from Boulder.
Mm-hmm. In what? Is that in Divine Unity, Millennium Mind, or personally?
Personally, I believe.
Can you define what you mean by partners? Is that sleeping partners?
Could be a couple. Yes, it could be a relationship of some level.
Wow.
Type. As I have always suspected that there is a possible lesbian relationship.
I'm laughing.
I know, it's very odd. I hate to say the word.
My mouth is dying to ask if this has anything to do with the things behind the wardrobe. We'll strike that for the record.
Which could be back massaging equipment, but possibly not back massaging equipment in the room. But regardless, I think there is some definite activities.
What, sadomasochist kind of stuff?
Dancing, maybe group
dominating
sex sessions.
Wow.
Things of that nature, which are not very comfortable for
not
me.
Not wholesome.
No. They're not divine, but they are unity.
Oh, it has been said by one or two people that the place has been bugged by Deborah or the inner circle, mm-hmm. so that they know what is being said mm-hmm. by others, so that they can keep control of the troops and see who's loyal. Do you have any? Did you ever hear anything to
that? I did hear of that, and I also thought of, I had that thought myself, which I then spoke with, I believe it was Cindy Beeman, and she also said, yes, she had seen a letter stating from another employee to another employee or along that lines that there had been thoughts of it being bugged. Wow. Phones being tapped. They can listen in on your conversations when you're on the phone. Spying. I know for a fact they would stand at the top of the stairs. Mm-hmm. My office was down in the basement. Myself and Diane would be speaking. We could hear the wood floor creak. It would then stop.
It was Anandra and Jack.
It would mm-hmm. It would either be Anandra or Jack or Cheryl.
Yeah.
And we would then stop talking, and the person would then move or come forward down the stairs. And we knew because personal or private things would then come up. Mm-hmm. Or if you were making a complaint, this is how I knew it, is if I was making a complaint about something, Deborah would call me soon afterward. Mm-hmm. Because she was a clairvoyant. Because she had spies, mm-hmm. is what it was. Mm-hmm. And she spoke always of, she was a visionary, she could touch you and vision and close her eyes and vision. She would see a vision of something, or a light or a sound. Or
about Cindy and her mom and what she said, that she didn't want Cindy's negative energy.
Oh yeah, you were not allowed to speak of any personal problems or issues because it would then bring in negative energy into the facility.
Okay.
Group.
But my experience of watching Deborah at work is that she talked about everyone else's negativity and bad energy. The miasms, as she used to call them, while she, of course, remained perfection at all times.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Flawless.
Flawless. Mm.
Flawless was far from it. Mm. She thought she was flawless, but she was not.
No. Well,
by any means. No.
Unless you've got any other points you want to roll out.
So. Oh, I wanted to talk about what happens at the sessions there, like SAI and the one that's going on right now.
Oh, yes.
Have you witnessed any unusual things going on?
To me, it's all unusual. The raving and screaming of the people that are there, mm-hmm. crying, falling to the ground, just the music, the atmosphere is just
cultish.
Yeah, very cultish. Very cultish. I've gone into the room to, for one reason or another, as instructed by Deborah, and I have heard her speak to these people, and she is telling them emphatically, you know, you are a loser. You are horrible. You know, you're just bad. You're a bad person, and if you don't listen to me, you know.
You're not doing what I said.
So mind control.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Surrender everything. Surrender, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So would it be fair to say that there's a high level of deception taking place in that facility?
That's what it's all about.
That is the base right there. It is as Diane always adequately puts it, it is a fear-based RAN facility.
Do you feel betrayed or deceived, considering what your first impressions were about?
Oh, definitely. Yes, I do. I feel very betrayed. I feel lied to. I felt lied to every day. Mm-hmm. Every day she would lie. Every day I would catch her in a lie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the others I didn't worry so much about, but Deborah, you know, because I dealt with Deborah every day. And it was to be a trustworthy position, which was my explanation to her also. Mm-hmm. Because I have been this personal concierge to other clients. In the past, I had my own business. I did this. I had high confidentiality. Mm-hmm. And it was just, she was not a confidentiality client.
No.
No.
And is it your feeling that if she was taken out of the picture, then the whole thing would fall apart, and these other people, the Anandras, the Jacks, the Cheryl O'Briens, would just disappear and do something else, and she's keeping it all together because it's a factory which relies on new intakes to get people's energy, their employment, their labour.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sometimes without paying them, certainly without treating them properly.
Mm-hmm.
And she takes, literally sucks their energy out of them and uses it as well.
Exactly.
And their finances, if she could get it. Well, would you say that was a fair analysis of what was going on?
Oh, yes. It reached the point of my employment where I was being asked to do things on my own time.
Own gas.
My own gas. My own days off. Mm-hmm. I could easily work 7 days a week and get paid for five.
Sure.
And that's 8 hours a day. I was also never given lunches. We were told to never take a lunch and never take a break. Oh yeah.
Until recently.
Yeah, Esther Michaels then stated that we had to take a half hour or an hour.
Take a walk.
Yeah, a half hour, take a walk, not to leave the grounds because you may be needed.
A long call.
So you're to take a break, but you're not allowed to leave your desk.
Okay.
Basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think you've done enough this evening.
Just one more question.
Just one more, because it's dragging on a bit. Mm-hmm. Go on.
How would you characterize the level of integrity, particularly Deborah's integrity, in the running of the place?
Yeah, there is no integrity. It's Deborah's playground. It's Deborah's closet, basically. And I got to tell you right there, that is what this place runs around, is Deborah's closet. And I'm not kidding you. That closet is an emphatic tool for her. Oh, my God. Yeah, the clothes have to be hung a certain way. If they're not, she freaks out. I mean, it's all based around the belongings in the closet.
Anal
stuff. I've all heard it before. I've seen them thrown across
horrible.
The
bed.
Yeah, and piles of clothing.
Kelly
brought that up to me.
Like Kelly brought that up.
Mm-hmm. She do that on purpose every morning. You come back and put the clothes on here and you just iron them.
So, first of all, I want to thank you, Kathleen. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for your statement. And is it okay for my lawyer to type this up and send it to you for signature as a proper statement?
Yes.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Whoop-de-doo!
Now, how do we get my name out of that? Delete, delete, delete.